Tuesday morning started like any other day at Holton Richmond Middle School. By 9 a.m., though, it became a day that the students would never forget. Gronk paid the middle schoolers a visit to answer questions and offer some advice.
How's everyone doing today?
What makes somebody a great football player?
What makes someone a great football player? It's a good question, Andrew. It's not just someone that you see out there on Sundays that makes spectacular plays, one-hand catches and all that. It's someone that goes in every single day and works hard. They do what's best for the team. They go in every practice week and try and get better every single week.
How did you come up with your famous Gronk spike?
Oh. How did I come up with the Gronk spike? I've always just wanted to spike the ball after I scored a touchdown, but in high school and college, if you spike the ball, it was a 15-yard penalty. And I never wanted to do that to hurt the team. So when I got to NFL, I just started spiking the ball because it was allowed and I always wanted to do it growing up. So it just started and basically it caught on because I started scoring a lot of touchdowns, so people thought it was pretty cool. So that's how the Gronk spike started, was just scoring touchdowns and spiking the ball.
Maybe even better than his words of wisdom, Gronk left a few lucky students with the secrets to the Gronk spike technique.
I can do, mine's way better than that. Let's see. Ready?
Gronk was the best today. He was very active and very energetic.
He's much smaller than he looks on TV, isn't he?
He's humongous. He's probably 6'8".
You got big hands.